Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Victor Dominguez on the 10th of December, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Smartphones set a lot of dinner table debates nowadays. We argue about this or that until somebody finally pops out a phone and Googles it. It really takes the fun of being an adamant know-it-all who frequently turns out to be wrong. Doing those little fact checks is now easier using a voice assistant. In fact, asking questions is one of the main uses for digital assistants like Alexa, Google Assist, or Apple Siri. The problem is there's just no way of a digital assistant can know the answer to every question under the sun. So Amazon is going to crowdsource the answers to some of them. The company is opening a new program called Alexa Answers, in which it will invite some Alexa users to help answer questions. It's something similar to the way Amazon shoppers help answer common questions on the product listings in the marketplace. Walgreens has partnered with FedEx to launch a nationwide delivery service for prescription drugs as it attempts to stay ahead of Amazon. The pharmacy giant will offer next-day prescription delivery for its 9,560 pharmacies and same-day delivery in Dallas, Chicago, New York City, Gainesville, Miami, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale. Next-day prescription home delivery is another convenience driver alongside our industry-leading number of extended hours pharmacies and one of the most downloaded digital apps in the category, designed to put care in the hands of our patients, said the president of operations for Walgreens. The move is meant to stay ahead of Amazon after its acquisition of PillPack for nearly $1 billion earlier this year. British Cycling is to take its search for the next hero into people's homes with the launch of a new virtual reality championship. The competition, which is expected to start in February, will see thousands of riders competing in simulated 3D environments by using their bike, a turbo trainer, and the popular online app Zwift, which is used by around 500,000 people in 195 countries. In a recent report, Pindrop reveals the rate of voice fraud climbed 350% from 2013 through 2017, without no signs of slowing down. Additionally, between 2016 and 2017, overall voice channel fraud increased by 47%, or one in every 638 calls. The year-over-year increase can be attributed to several causes, including the development of new voice technology, the steady uptick in significant data breaches, and acts of fraud across multiple channels. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.